New episodes and new topics from Onyx to cleaning out my closet. This is CDJ.
Wow. Okay. New studio, new everything.
New family?
Yeah. new kind of mic setup, getting there a little bit.
Jesse had a whole house, now he's got one room.
Yeah. That's right. Now, I'm making the best of it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, it's been about like a month, I think.
Yeah, about that.
Give or take a month.
Yeah, I think so. I actually had to look back to figure out if I said my notes in other shows enough, because tabs. Got to keep tabs on these things. A lot of things moving.
Yeah, I don't have any notes. I've been so fucking busy.
No notes.
I think I have one about a Peter Pan note. That's about it, though.
Ooh.
Just Peter Pan.
Like I said, from Onyx to cleaning out my closet, the Onyx show, to start it off, we skipped a couple weeks ago because me and Jesse went out to the R.A. the Rugged Man Onyx show. We should really just say it's R.A. the Rugged Man
show.
Yeah,
I don't even think Onyx ended up showing up, dude.
No, they did. They definitely did. It was going off like right when we were walking out, like...
Oh, yeah, you remember that? You remember that?
That's all I remember. It was like, Onyx, like sticky fingers. They came out a new album this week.
Did they? How did you listen to it?
No.
It's
absolutely
garbage.
No, not that. I put a song on tonight.
Oh, cool. All right. This is the only song I ever listened to.
Well, being in true form of being like old people, we're like, oh, we're going to go up there early. Yo, get to my house for 5:30. We'll get up there. The doors open at 6:30.
Yeah.
So we get out of the Uber. First Uber ride. Car's kind of falling apart.
It was kind of falling apart, but I mean, I wasn't mad about it. It wasn't terrible. It was
like needed new struts, but going like.
And probably like a wheel bearing on all four.
But car was clean. It had a lot of armor all on the dash.
Yeah, he kept it clean. I'll give him that.
Kept it clean. Definitely was like a dude who was like smoking pot and like spraying the car down when people got out.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
But whatever. We get out. We're seeing like stragglers in the parking lot or whatever. We're like, oh, shit. I'm like, the doors aren't going to be open, dude. What the fuck? So we go to the door. The guy's like, yeah, doors got pushed. We should have known. Like, from now on, you go to a rap show, we should not go till like 11 o'clock at night.
Well, I mean, we did kind of get there late already because we got there for like 7. We're like, doors are at 6. We'll get there for 7. We'll go have a drink. We'll get there for 7. Because
we walked up.
Then we got a drink.
Got
all
shut
right.
down. Went to get a drink.
Then got shut like, down right. again.
We're like, all right, cool. We'll go back. And then, no, we got shut down again. Well, then we got drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the concert was great. Ari the Rugged Man killed it. Absolutely. Probably one of the best live hip-hop shows ever.
Yeah, he was really good.
I've seen him before, but he's always wicked good. But then the ride home. Did I tell you about the ride home yet?
No, I didn't hear anything about the ride
home. We were like, oh, we're going to act responsible. We're not going to get super drunk, blah, blah, blah. The door's closed. Nope. We go to Zaco Taco, have one drink. Then we go back to Zaco Taco and have like 6 drinks.
No, I don't think we had 6.
My bill was like $120 when we went back.
I don't think we had that many drinks.
The first one we went back, it was like $25 for 2 drinks. The next time we went back, it was like $120. I at least had 3 or 4 drinks.
I feel like I had maybe 3.
And I was being bougie and ordering like tequila ocho fucking.
Yeah, and then you're like, you know, I'll take some.
You're
nachos.
Like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, I ate like 4 bowls of chips.
Oh, that's why your fucking tab was over $120 right there.
It was chips though. It was just chips.
It was a
bougie-ness. Well, I couldn't settle for like a cheap. I should have just like I'm like an advocate of like doesn't matter if you use cheap tequila and a margarita, but
it's
the margarita. The margarita was good with the good tequila.
Well, you know what was actually really good was the espresso martini you got was actually wicked good. Oh, see, yeah, that's what ruined you.
Like a tequila espresso martini too. It wasn't like
was it?
Yeah, there was tequila in it.
Yeah, I think that's one way to ruin you.
Yeah.
Oh, why Chuck was fucking.
We were both bombed by the time we got in.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We were both. All right. So let's get to the second Uber. So we're smoking before we leave. We end up
before the Uber when we walked outside the show.
Yeah.
The guy talked shit to me.
Yeah, we're smoking and like this dude's like got a blunt. So I'm like, oh, let me like light one of mine up. And then I don't even know what even happened. We were going to leave. The Uber pulled up. So I just was like, yeah, just have the joint, whatever. And then they started talking shit to us. So
really?
We, yeah, dude. And so Chuck gets in. We get to the, he's like hanging out. And he's like, yo, you motherfuckers look like you've been hanging out in front of a liquor store for 10 years with your fucking BS sneakers. Or whatever he said. Like, they had nothing to say back. It was like one of those. They were just like, didn't know what to say.
I mean, when you put me in a corner, I'm going to talk shit.
Yeah, like, don't put Chucky in the corner.
I was probably standing there the whole time and look at them, like, ready to talk shit if shit popped off. Like, I was ready to go. But were we in a position to talk shit? Probably not.
Or even when we got there, the guy's patting me down. He's like, hey, yo.
Oh, yeah. He goes,
he's like, hey, yo, what's this in your pocket? Before I can even say anything, Chuck goes, oh, this is a huge cock.
Tequila.
Like, yeah, dude just started laughing. He was just like, he was geeking out. But anyway,
yeah, yeah.
So we go to leave again. So we get in the second Uber. So we get in it. Everything's going completely normal, fine. The guy's like, oh, what do you guys want to listen to? Whatever. And we're like, oh, I'll put some Tupac on. We're jamming out to Tupac. He's having a great time looking at us all cock jamming out. He misses my exit. This is when it goes downhill. So I will give him this. The GPS told him to turn around in like one of those official use only turnarounds.
Yeah.
So he takes it.
Oh no.
Who's sitting there? I'll give you one guess. The state police. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
They're sitting right there. I don't even think he sees them, dude. So he like the cop car is sitting like over here. He comes like on the inside of it. Okay. As I'm like, oh well, that's it. I already knew we were getting rolled. So he gets back on the highway, the lights come on, he's like, oh, we're getting pulled over, buddies. Because he's an Arab guy, which is also going to come play into the story. So before anyone says I'm being racist. So we get pulled over. I'm on the passenger side, back seat. I put the window down because I see the cop coming on my side. He sticks his little head in with his big hat on. He looks at the dude driving. He goes, what the fuck are you doing? Just like that. And the dude's like, oh, he's like, oh, I'm a Uber driver. He goes, that's not what I asked you. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Dude's like, now he puts his second, he has two cell phones. He puts the second one on to, like, start recording. He's like,
at this point, I think I'm holding Jesse's hand.
No, not yet. You did hold my hand, but it wasn't yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Maybe not hold my hand, but you definitely grabbed me at one point. So, so he's like, hold on, let me, I gotta readjust something real quick. So what was I just saying?
All right, so you were talking about how the police officer came in the window yelling at him. He started grabbing
his cell phone. He's in the back window, the back passenger window, looking like at the driver. So me and Jesse are like front row.
This dude's in my face. The cop is in my face, like right here. So I'm like this. I'm like doing one of these. I'm like, like, well, as they're talking, and they're screaming at each other, yelling it, like. Dude's like, I'm an Afghani refugee. He goes, you can't treat me like this. You can't treat me like this in your country. The cop's like, I'll treat you how the fuck I want, dude. You're gonna kill somebody. He does like one of those, and the dude's like, he's like, So he's like, give me your fucking information. So he gives him the information, right? He goes back. The dude looks back at first. Actually, he sucks down a whole bottle of water because he was cocked. The cop even said it. He goes, what are you drunk, dude?
No.
Oh yeah.
Like later on when he came back, he didn't say it at first, right?
I don't know. I thought he said it at first. I could be wrong.
I just remember going, Jess, are we going to be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he did say it. So now the dude, he sucks down the bottle of water, right? So then the guy looks back as he goes, don't worry, buddies. I got this. I'm an Afghani refugee, and the FBI hired me. I'm in the FBI. He goes, so they know me on file. I should have been like, yeah, maybe on the fucking watch list, dude.
Right.
But but I didn't think of that, of course. Yeah. So
he's like, I was supposed to be flying a plane, not a...
Yeah, dude. So then he's like this. He's like, oh, he goes, you guys think I should start the truck back up? I said, if you plan on fucking bailing right now, dude, I go, tell me now so I can fucking jump out. And that's what Chuck goes. He goes, are we okay?
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, dude, just tell me now. I said, so we can fucking bounce because I'm not getting killed by the police tonight because you decide you're going to fucking run or whatever you decide. He's like, oh, no, I'm not going to. Okay, I won't start the truck. I go, yeah. Why? I said, so why don't you stop looking at us? Just look forwards and stop fucking moving around. How about that?
Yeah, right.
He's like,
it's
okay.
Actually like the first time I was like in a car, I didn't have any drugs on me, and we did the right thing and took an Uber. So I'm like, I'm just sitting there like a little kid looking at my dad and Jesse going, is everything all right? Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if this guy starts his truck, I'm banging him.
Yeah. Like, you actually said it to him. I think you said it to him. You're like, dude, if you stop that fucking car, I'm going to fucking slap you on.
Yeah, I probably did because I was like at the point, I'm like, all right, this guy's fucking crazy. He must have a bomb strapped to him.
Well, at the end of the day, you got to be pretty fucking nuts to, you know what I mean? Even like, I never once saw like one of those fucking police turnaround areas and was like, ah, I'm going to fucking use, especially how do you miss a police officer in it?
Well, I will say that. So the cop was on the other side of it. And I will say this, the GPS did tell him to take that.
It did. Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. So then the cop comes back. He basically yells at him again. Let's us go. What do you think this motherfucker does when we get on the highway? Misses the fucking exit again.
No.
Yeah. So I go, dude, get off the fucking highway right here. I'll just tell you where to go. I said, this is fucking crazy at this point. Dude, it was so quiet on the way back to the house. You could have heard a mouse fart, dude. There was no noise at all. He's like, oh, if you guys want to smoke or anything, you can. I'm like, no, just drive, dude. Just get us home.
Oh,
no.
That's fucking wild. I would have had him drop me off up the street. I don't know if I would want that motherfucker knowing where I'm living.
Dude, like,
Jesus Christ.
I've never in my life ever had a fucking Uber experience like that in my life.
Well, I feel like every time me and you do an outing, we always get a weird Uber driver.
Yeah, dude, every time I do an Uber, I feel like in general,
there are a lot of weird fucking Uber drivers. The extra $3 makes all the difference getting the Uber black.
I didn't tip that motherfucker.
I wouldn't tip him.
It wasn't even Uber. That was actually Lyft. And I emailed them. You know what they told me?
That was like when I would have got up in the morning and been like,
no, you did give him a tip. Don't fucking run from the police.
Dude, so
there
I emailed.
There's your fucking tip for him.
I emailed Lyft, and they basically were like, well, that's what happens. I'm like, so this dude can just drive erratically? Like,
he
what?
He was protected. He really was an agent. He's a federal.
Oh, well, that's what I forgot to say. I forgot that part. So then after they let him go, he looks, he goes, he told you I was in the FBI.
Really?
Dude, I'm like, no, you're not.
He's like, he looked back, he's like, the red, the white, and the green.
Yeah, dude, I was like, no, you're not.
He goes,
just like
Los
that.
Gatos and Los Pantalones.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
He's like, you just say you had a cat in your pants?
Well, that's an adventure, huh?
Dude. So the Gato was
mention,
good, though.
Not to mention, every time we go out to fucking Providence, we woke up in the morning, I was like, you know, I don't feel that bad. And then Jesse goes, I feel like I got roofied. I was like, I feel like I got roofied too. Maybe it was just an easy target, like a middle-aged chubby guys for cash. I don't even think I had that much cash on me.
I don't know, dude. There was like two women there, and I swear they were trying to roofie one of them and got us.
We sat in the same room and told each other how it was gonna be like not one of these nights.
Yeah, we lied to each other.
Then pretty much we were on a magic carpet ride back to Coventry.
Dude, fuck that guy. You know who he reminded me of? You ever see the movie Three Kings?
No.
Oh, my God. He's literally the guy in Three Kings that's, like, torturing Mark Wahlberg, who's like, oh, hello, my main man. He's like, that was this guy. He looked like him. He acted like him. They're both fucking from Afghanistan. He was a fucking terrorist. Fuck that guy. His name was Amin.
I was so nervous, I shoved, like, imaginary drugs in my butt.
Like, so he pulled up. I go to him. I go, dude, last time I had an Uber driver named Amin. I go, it was one of the best nights ever. He was mad cool. Well, this guy was the complete fucking opposite of Amin, the Amin that I know.
If that was a 90s movie, at the end of the movie, he'd call an Uber and that guy would show up again and be like, ah.
Dude, fuck that guy. Dude.
Wow. All I remember thinking is like, it's crazy being like front row. The cop was like actually like, you fucking real, like yelling in the window. Yeah. And we're sitting there like,
I was like this. I had a big smile on my face because it was the cop was right here in my face. And I'm like I said, I was like, my head was doing like one of these because I was like watching these two yell at each other.
He pulls out the fucking Afghan refugee card.
But the thing is, we never knew
how
we were. We don't know if the guy was. What if he was?
No, but I'm saying that's not like a cop.
That guy was on the FBI watch list.
He had RPGs in his backseat and shit. Like,
it's like not something you say is like pull out a race card when you're like fucking pulled over. It's just.
Oh, well,
like,
there's nothing he could have said. The cop was black.
No, I tried that. I was like, no, I'm white from Coventry.
Yeah, what was the guy he going to say to the cop? You're pulling the race card? Okay, I'm a black dude. What race card? He couldn't even play that.
Right, good, because I thought he was black. I didn't say that out loud because I wanted to confirm, but I thought he was black.
Yeah, he was black. He was black.
Yeah.
How could you not mistake him being black? I could barely even see him.
Because the night was onyx. I thought it was sticky fingers. What if he was white?
Yo, dude, that was fucking the worst Uber ride of my entire life. Can't wait to take
my my black Uber voice did not come out in that ride. I was like talking Afghani in the back. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God, I was fucking like, I'm gonna bang.
I'm like,
this guy.
I spent $90 at Zaco Taco. I'm Mexican. Please let me
know. It's meal.
But I feel like every night we have like, and it wasn't like, dude, to tell you the truth, it was still like a blackout night, and I felt bad. Like, I get up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be in trouble with my wife. I was like, dude, my wife is like, you took all the outlets. Like, she's like HR at work. She's like, you took all the outlets you could. You know?
Yeah.
You called the Uber, you know? You check the Aldermac.
Yeah, the farmer's almanac.
Yeah, she's like, when the cop asked you, you had a thesaurus, like you checked different.
The cop actually did said zero words to either one of us. And of course, me being a junk asshole when he's walking around, I was like, hey, be safe.
Oh, I'm good, bro.
I was like, you guys know Bronson?
Like, such a dickhead thing. Well, Why did I even say that?
When you get your Uber driver on the road, that officer has to be safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, son of a...
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys know Bronson? No.
I seen Bronson the other day walking. Looks really good.
Was he jogging?
No, he was walking like he was all jacked up, and he looked like he weighed 100 pounds.
Was he chewing his face off when he was walking?
He was probably on his way to go get the stuff.
Okay, all right, fair enough, all right, sorry I forget you know.
I don't care, I'll talk shit about him. Fuck that kid.
Well, either way, you know, like, I clearly, you know, shows how I feel about him with fucking saying this shit on a podcast.
He'll be doing a reading at my mother's funeral this weekend.
When is it? Actually, I'll show up. I'll boo him.
You don't have to.
Boo this man.
You're not really doing a reading. I don't think.
I know that,
unless they didn't tell me.
That would be scary shit.
Ah, shit.
Well, that Uber ride was very, very scary.
Fuck that Uber. Fuck that guy, I mean.
Touching on, shit's like, things wild. That you don't... I mean, we didn't think the night was going to be what it thought it was going to be. So, dude, I watched... My wife told me, which I was... You know when you get... Jesse, you just moved in with your girl. You're going to get into this dynamic when you're like, oh, we're going to watch this thing together. And then you're like... You know, I could have watched this thing like so much faster than the situation is, because she's going to fall asleep every night. You told me she falls asleep a little bit when you watch TV. So you're like, I could have banged this whole show out tonight. She fell asleep in the first episode. I'm guilty of it with my wife.
Oh, I've done it.
I'm guilty of it with my wife.
Lindsay don't watch shows, so any show I want to watch, I can just watch it.
So it definitely happens.
That's fair.
I came home. My wife was like, we were supposed to actually, we couldn't give away the tickets we got. My wife bought them for me when we first moved back to Rhode Island. It was John Mulaney tickets.
Yeah, my sister would have taken those.
She loves
John Mulaney.
Which I think is kind of like a slept-on comedian. He was
my sister loves him. You should ask her.
But he, I don't know if anybody like knew the headlines and shit. He like went to rehab. He was like addicted to coke and like a bunch of shit. He got a breakup from his wife, Olivia Wilde, I think, which is like a top-notch director, actress in Hollywood. Yeah. But his like look doesn't really fit the profile for being like Pete Davidson's look like he would go to rehab for.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
John Mulaney looks like an all-American boy.
And I could see that. I agree with you there. I wasn't big into John Mulaney up until recently. I got introduced to him.
So his new stand-up
recently,
that came out.
I haven't seen it yet.
Baby J, it came out on Netflix. Dude, it's all about him like getting intervention. And he went to like, he's like, remember when I said I had 4 grams of coke on me? When I got the rehab, he's like, I had done 2.5 grams of coke on the way to rehab. He's like, dude, he was fucked up, like really fucked up.
Wow.
But like his comedy about it is like crazy, because it's like a turncoat of what you would really think who he is. But he also has the stylings of like a classic, like Jerry Seinfeld or somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's like a classic writing comic in America from, I don't know where he's from, but New York City, SNL type. You know, I think he might, I don't know if he is in New York, but he's definitely like a hell, like he's a very New York SNL type.
I like him overall.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm actually pissed.
What would you,
I was
what would you
to
rate
get,
that special?
I would say...
How many Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, what do you think?
So it depends. So
watching
the stand-ups that we've been talking about, like the Chris Rock was something different. Yeah. Like this was more of like a storytelling
about
what had happened.
Did you like it better than the Chris Rock one overall? Or?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was. But I, awesome. But yeah, cool. Chris Rock, yeah, I think it was. But it was almost like storytelling. And at points it was like funny, like kind of sad, fucked up. So you're like, you know, you're not like dying, but I was still like dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's some, like, cheeseburger dude, Andrew Santino, that had me, like, straight up fucking, like, dying laughing in my fucking, like, house. You watch that, Jesse?
Yeah, I thought that was wicked funny, actually. I thought that one was hilarious.
There's some shit that just, like, has you, like, die. Like, Bert Kreischer's last one had me die. Tom Segura has me die. This was, like, more of a storytelling, but he's almost like, who's the guy who, he's like a Woody Allen, sorry. He's like the Woody Allen of, like, stand-up, kind of.
Woody Harrelson.
No, Woody Allen.
He's kind of like a little nerdy.
Yeah.
I guess you call it.
Like,
is,
stories,
like he is, but
like,
he's not.
Like, he's like, what do you call it? Pete Davidson's like, dude, like, we were best friends. Like, Pete Davidson was at his intervention and, like, best friends. He's like, dude, you were like doing coke by yourself, like in a suit in the next room next to me. He's like, you didn't even tell me. Like, we could have been over there, like doing drugs together.
We could have been besties.
He's like, no, like this wasn't drugs, like fun. He's like, I was like drugs, like a fucking nut job. Like, he was like doing like immense amounts of like drugs. Yeah.
And it's surprising because you're right. He doesn't look like, you know, your stereo, like Joey Diaz. That's my dude. But Joey Diaz looks like he lived the life he lived.
Dude,
like,
he was just on Joe Rogan. On Joe Rogan. He was just on Joe Rogan last week. You got to listen to it. It's amazing.
His story is one of my favorite stories out of any celebrity. That dude has lived one of the wildest fucking lives. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Joey Diaz's background.
Only from what I've heard in his stand-up.
He's a Cuban refugee, you cocksucker.
Nah, he went to prison for kidnapping. He kidnapped a drug dealer at gunpoint.
Then the guy was at his stand-up show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he kidnapped.
Yeah, why not?
Fucking awesome.
We can always be friends.
He invited him for years before he finally came. Years. He used to invite him anytime.
Watch his stand-up, dude. I mean, his shit on Joe Rogan, it's awesome. It's like kind of new age him, and like he stopped doing stand-up for a little bit, and he went out to Joe Rogan stand-up club, and he hasn't been doing like... He, like, had some fucked up shit happen to him through, like, the pandemic. I feel like a lot of people did. Like, that's what John Mulaney was saying. He was, like, doing so much coke because he was, like, at home. Nobody fucking whatever. And then all of a sudden he's, like, gonna go out in public. He's, like, haha, like, man, I was fucking blowing, like, gagging in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it definitely fucked with a lot of people. The fucking pandemic, like, unfortunately, you know, like, suicides and shit like that went up during that time. Fucking fucked with a lot of people mentally. I can only imagine.
It's just so crazy. You hear some comics, they all hang out, not in the same crew, all of them, obviously. Like, the way they're like, oh, we just, like, we did drugs to, like, get high, blah, 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 and, like, smoke pot. And then some of them, like, oh, dude, we were, like, doing, like, coke, like, all over the place. And then some people, like, weren't doing any. Like, stand-up's a very, like, weird, convoluted, like, world a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like it's also very clicky, the stand-up community.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Well, with the podcast shit, for sure, like... Everybody's like convoluted in a way, but I think all the people that are like very popular right now, they're convoluted. And if there's somebody from the outside, they're like kind of shuffling in a little bit too, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And Joe Rogan, I feel like, is one of the hubs of that. He's like, he opened up the comic club. I want to go to that comedy club in Texas so bad. I'll take a trip and go there.
Let's go.
It's fucking great.
Probably have to ask the wife first.
Rest in peace, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, that's a sad one. Didn't even get a last thought. My wife has a clip like on the fucking. She was on the show like in the crowd, talking to Jerry.
Really?
Oh,
yeah, wow. She talked to him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
I don't know. She has. She might be able to send it to me.
Send it to us right now.
I don't know if I can ask her.
No, yes. Tell
I'm
her.
Like, oh, babe, we never ask you for anything on the podcast, but could you send us the
tell
most
it? Tell her. Tell her to send it to me so I can email it to myself and play it at the end of the podcast. She's like, Jerry, what about that hoe down there with the weave on? She's like, bitch, I know you a hoe.
She's like, you know the midget.
Yeah.
They always had to like push the limit.
Kristen's
going to
get us canceled because she said midget.
I just said it.
Because you were quoting her
a very long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
No other.
I don't have a final thought on that.
Next Level Chef. While we're talking about shows,
I'm behind. I haven't watched
it. While we're talking about comedians and shows, we talked about it offline, but Bupkis, it's called. Pete Davidson show on Peacock. Dude, I banged through the whole season. Peacock is one of those that still puts out, like, the whole 8 season. Dude, Joe Pesci plays his grandfather, like, dying of cancer. His other uncle's Bobby Cannavale. His other uncle, like, an uncle that's not your uncle, but, like, is your grandfather's friend, is the... Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond. Mother is what the fuck's her name, Donnie? The mother from Sopranos.
I honestly couldn't tell you her name. Carmella. Off the top of my head right now.
I can't think of her name, her actual actress name, but banger. And it gets into like pretty much the same shit that Mulaney shit got into. Like, oh, I'm going to rehab. I feel like that's everybody's like vibe right now.
Rehab?
Gonna stop drugs, gotta go rehab, like all the celebrities.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta, I guess.
I mean,
never made it that far. I never made it that far in the drugs.
Did you see Jelly Roll win all the CMT awards?
I did see that. Dude, I didn't see it, but a customer told me.
He's like, shout out to his wife's like a old like stripper. He like, yeah, she's old. He's like, shout out to.
She's like, yo, that bitch out there. Yo,
he won like three.
You see Kitty Cat out there? She's like,
dude, he won three. He's like, yo, we burning down the whole town tonight, baby.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, dude, look it up. Swear to God, put it on the TV.
Okay, all right, let's
go to Jumbotron.
Here we go. We got the new TV. Let's say, all right. So
he's a fucking talented artist. He is. I like Jelly Roll. He's got a good fucking voice.
He's like a dude who keeps a fucking knife on him. Like, they were in the hood. His wife was like a hood stripper.
I don't know what to... Powerful speech. Is this it?
I can't watch this show.
Hello,
cry.
Everyone, and welcome back to
Country this is like
Cast. MT Digital First makes the...
Oh, this is like...
It's just like a roll.
So it's, I should just type in...
Put like a jelly roll in
speech?
Oh, I didn't even see here the performance. We could do the performance.
Mistakes are made, I paid for them in cash. Walked a million miles on broken glass. I'm feeling like I'm fading. My heart's been slowly breaking.
On the Jumbotron. Like, nah. You don't have to.
He's like, shout out to Violent J.
I love y'all so much. Thank you, CMT, baby. Look at that. Three awards in one night.
That is dope. Especially country music, because he's kind of a rapper more, I guess.
I hope y'all give me a second here. I'm a little emotional. I started drinking. I didn't think I was going to win again.
Hell yeah. Two Chardonnays.
It may have looked like it was only 30 yards, but it took me 39 years to walk from over there to right here.
He's a stand-up comedian now.
And I want you to know that I don't know what you're going through and I don't know what you've been through, but I know you can overcome it. I promise you, you can. And you can
Jelly?
Be whatever you want to be. I promise you that. I told him I wanted to be a country music singer, and I'm standing here at the CMT Awards with the Male Video of the Year, baby.
I told him.
When God got something for you, nothing can get in the way. Mama, I know you're watching. Mama, look at your baby boy. I'm finna get drunk downtown, baby.
Mama.
I want to thank Country Radio for accepting me, knowing who I was, and letting me do it my way the whole way to this stage tonight. That means the world to me, y'all. And I want to thank the country music community for standing behind me and standing next to me through all this. And for everybody in this crowd, listen close. This will be the most important thing I say tonight. We're shutting Sixth Street down tonight, baby. Meet me there.
Oh, shit.
Jelly? You don't have fucking jelly out
there. Did you hear they almost started doing the jelly, jelly, jelly?
Jelly's money, kid.
Yeah, I like it.
Please perform.
No, you want to hear us?
No, I don't want to see it.
No, we don't need to. We can play a Jelly Roll song at the end. What song did he win? We'll play that. Only got five songs.
Know.
We need a fifth song anyway, so we can play some Jelly Roll. I'll look it up during the music.
Next Level Chef.
I'm behind. I haven't watched it since the last podcast.
Well, I'd love to spoil it for you.
I don't care. You can spoil it. I don't care. Is Stretch still in it? Of course he is. He's not? No. Tell me.
You got it last week. You might have got it.
You don't even know.
He might have got it.
He might have got it or he got it.
You like that, though. That's like we can talk about it, but at least it's for up.
So he's gone. I'll just look it up right now. I'll ruin it
look
for
it
everybody. No, I don't want to look it up.
Look it up.
No, I don't want to.
Look it up. Put it on the Jumbotron. I might have been Chef Stretch.
No, it can't be.
Yeah. After 36-year run, MTV News out. Kurt Loder out.
Why? Is there a reason?
That's it. It's out.
It's just done?
That's it.
There's no reasoning.
Nope. It's just they don't want it no more.
I haven't seen MTV News in a long time.
36 years after MTV News was created to expand the stable of programming that defined cable channel MTV, it is no more. MTV News was shuttered this week as part of a larger layoff to a parent company, Paramount Global. What launched as a single show in 1987, the weekend the Rock led correspondent Kurt Loder eventually became a bona fide news outlet for Generation X and older millennials who found the traditional TV programming on the broadcast networks and CNN was cutting edge. That's it.
I haven't seen a fucking MTV news clip in years.
I remember when Kurt Loder said that Tupac was dead.
I don't remember that.
I remember.
You're a couple years older than me.
I remember. Put up.
No. Put it on the Jumbotron.
Everything put it on Jumbotron. every cooking show, pretty much. Fire. Top Chef, All Stars from around the world.
I never watched Top Chef. You always tell me to. I never watched
it. Top Chef's like the bougiest of them all.
I'm a Master Chef guy is my favorite. I'm a Home Chef guy.
You got Apple TV?
No, I got rid of that shit. I'm done with Apple TV.
I had it. Borrow mine. This show Silo.
I don't want it.
Silo's pretty crazy. All really good actors. I know, like, we got a new podcast. Beetlejuice 2.
I've been hearing this for years,
official. September 6, 2024, with Michael Keaton and Jenna Ortega, the girl that played, like, Wednesday Addams. Which is like, all right, she played Wednesday Addams. Now you got to get her in Beetlejuice.
Beetlegeist.
Say it three times.
I don't want to say it one more time. I hope so. I hope it's a banger because I feel like they've been talking about this movie now for fucking forever.
I mean, if it's, what's his face?
Tim Burton.
If it's Tim Burton, then.
It's got to be good.
But Tim Burton kind of strikes out a lot, too.
Does he?
When's the last?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Not Dumbo.
I never watched Dumbo? Dumbo. I don't know. I'm not a Dumbo. I didn't like the original. I feel bad for the elephants.
Wasn't it racist, the original?
I don't know. Was it?
Honestly, I haven't seen the original one in fucking
decades. I don't even remember what happened. I'll tell you what, I watched Beethoven the other day. Do you remember that one at all? Why, like, they stole him?
I'm not like a Beethoven guy. I never watched
Do you remember why they went to go kidnap Beethoven?
Another one I haven't watched.
I like Bingo. Remember Bingo?
Do you remember why they went to go kidnap Beethoven?
No, I didn't watch Beethoven.
Well, it was because they were trying to find guns that were strong enough to go through, like, human skull and shit, and they were gonna kid. They were trying to find a big dog to shoot in the head.
Shut the fuck up. That's really what it is. I haven't watched it in so long. Yes. Oh my god, it's amazing. The shit that we watched is like fucking kids, and we
it's
just
all
have
like
no
available. That's the weirdest, craziest shit. Is like it's all like, I remember being like waiting to go see like the show come on, like at my end of my parents' bed, like on the, you know what I mean, like on a Friday night, like shit, pizza came, about to watch fucking Guts, about to pop off on some Guts right now. Back to you, Mo.
Yeah, watch Beethoven. It's scary.
I'm not like a Beethoven guy, but they had like Bingo. Air Bud was on that same joint.
Oh, that was a good one.
The dude that was a clown stole Air Bud.
I don't remember. In the original?
Yeah, he was a weird dude. He was in
I do remember.
Some other movies and shit, too.
Because they used to play basketball on that back
court. What other movies was that guy in? That guy was a creepy dude, man. He was in some other shit.
Let's look him up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. Yeah, bring him up.
There he is. Oh, I looked up Dumbo. There he. Oh yeah, it's he was in the Green Mile. Oh,
the Green Mile, yeah, the guy with the mouse.
Yep.
Norman Snively.
Yeah.
Is that his real name or is that?
Sounds retired. No, I'm just.
That's the villain.
Look at the dog. Look at the dog.
Look. All the villains wiki. Here we go. Look.
This is like a face. Happy, this is like a MySpace.
Look, Happy Slappy. There he is.
Oh, man.
I'll see the full size image. That's what we need. I want to see this in full size. That is the full size.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, that was a wicked disappointment.
That's a good profile picture, though.
No, it is not.
Like, I got a new family. They moved in.
Dude, I totally forgot about the clown now till I'm watching this. And he's all weird when he's doing the magic.
Like, there's a bunch of shit. Do you remember Bingo? The father was like a kicker for the Green Bay Packers.
I don't think I ever saw Bingo.
And the dog was like in a fire.
I don't think I ever saw Bingo.
That was a banger. There's a lot of...
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, obviously. I mean, you can't...
I've seen most of these movies more than once in the set.
MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
Remember them.
Dunstan
White
Jackson?
White Fang.
Dunstan checks in. You're right.
Oh, that's a good one. Pee Wee Herman's in that too.
Is he?
Yeah, Dunstan checks in. He's in it.
I never seen that one.
Never.
Mighty Joe Young.
George of the Jungle.
You ever seen Mighty Joe Young?
Yeah. George of the Jungle.
No, Mighty Joe Young.
You ever seen the one the Disney when the kid goes to the fucking China?
What year did that come out in?
You ever seen the Disney movie when the kid goes to China looks for the pandas?
No, I don't know that one. 1998. Mighty Joe Young. You never
no
seen
shit.
This?
Shit.
It's about
that.
And it's about look. It's about a big giant gorilla.
I remember. All right, now that I'm seeing this, I remember seeing like back then, like
Jumbo
previews for it. I've never actually seen this movie though.
A good. Well, from when I as a kid, it's probably wicked dark. Now that I started watching all these animal movies again as an adult, but
Iron Giant, Vin Diesel.
I know. I sold someone that the other day, and they were like, "No fucking way," because they were like, "You know that he does Groot." I go, "Yeah." Did you know that he does the Iron Giant? And they were like, "Whoa, totally mind blown."
Yeah, total mind blown.
Yo, man. Did Kristen, does she have the footage or what? She's going to have VHS. She's going
to
convert it.
I've never even seen it. I need to find it someday.
Well, you got a lot of episodes to watch. I'm going to text her and be like, don't fucking be like that if you don't have the footage.
Don't text
her. I'll text her.
Dude, don't text her, man.
I'll send her a voice message.
She doesn't even know I'm doing the pod right now. She told me to quit it.
I told her I went to the Onyx concert.
I told her I wouldn't do it no more, man.
That's funny.
Imagine if I was like, babe, I won't do it.
I won't do the pod.
Bullshit. I was listening the other day and you guys.
I hate it. I hate it.
Listening to this shit.
You guys suck. Peter Pan and Wendy, I watched
I'm still over here on Mighty Joe Young, still thinking about that shit.
Yeah, you're like,
how have I never
shit.
Seen this movie? It's like Rampage before Rampage. Is it like along those lines? You ever seen that movie?
No, it's nothing like that. No,
Rampage is a video game movie.
The gorilla.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is Mighty Joe Young. Yeah.
No, they're like saving Mighty. You ever seen Ed with fucking Joey from Friends and the monkey?
Look, here you go.
Oh, we're going to fucking play.
Yeah. We're going to use this Jumbotron all night.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
It's new. Oh, let me put it all the full
classic
screen.
Tradition of Disney Entertainment comes this year's holiday movie event.
Oh, there he is. There's Joe.
They were orphaned from childhood.
Promise me, protect. I promise.
Best friends for life.
You hide and seek.
This is such a 90s
you
movie.
You found me.
Joe didn't want to play doctor.
You think he's okay back there?
He's doing fine.
Now, after 20 years.
Look at him. He won't eat if he
Bill
stays
Paxton
in
goes, he's doing
die.
Fine.
Their greatest adventure is about to begin.
All right, Jose.
So cool.
I'm a federal agent.
He goes, yo, Jose, man.
Charlize.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Once you meet him.
Once you meet him.
Never forget.
Joe!
He's Mighty Joe Young.
Did you get him to put me down?
Joe, drop him.
I gotta be honest.
It was a Christmas jam.
No, was it?
Yeah,
I gotta
it's
be
a
honest.
Christmas.
It looks pretty terrible. Looks like a pretty bad 90s
movie. It was good as a
but
kid.
I might watch it. It's one of those movies that didn't hold up.
Yeah, don't talk about Mighty like that.
Yeah,
I gotta watch it. I can't judge it without watching it, but the trailer was pretty fucking
I don't know if you should watch that movie.
No, you gotta watch it. It's good.
You
it's
need
good.
A VHS player.
No, you got Disney Plus.
I don't even know if it's on Disney Plus.
Of course it's on. I'll pull it up right. We'll watch the whole movie live.
On 4K? Yeah.
No, it's
guys.
It wasn't even in widescreen yet.
Look at the time. I got work in the morning, you know? I got work in the morning, guys. Sorry, I can't watch it live.
Like, yo,
tonight,
what were you
know?
Up all night doing? He's like, watching Mighty Joe Young, my
I
buddy.
Promise. Next month.
next month.
I'm like, dude, my mom died this week. Well, what's staying up and watching Mighty Joe Young together? That's the comfort I need.
Chuck, I am sorry for your loss, bro.
No,
dead
dude,
serious.
I'm not taking it. You said anything.
Love you, bro.
You said anything. My mom loved Mighty Joe Young.
Oh my God, I can't.
Chuck, I'd do anything for you.
I didn't
want to do that.
I did this picture with my mom, but like the VHS, she's like zang.
Hitting him with some meatloaf over here, you know.
I won't do that.
Yeah, coming like a bat out of hell.
Like a mighty. Like
one of, that's actually great.
Like a
fucking
mighty
album, man.
I like to believe my mom's in heaven, not hell.
No, I can't.
Coming like a bat.
That's a great fucking album, bro. Really good one.
Probably one of the best.
Agreed.
That's like a great album.
No, which one? What, the Meatloaf one?
Yeah, like Bad Out of Hell.
It is a good one.
God,
one of the greatest albums ever.
I think it is. Because it had so many, like, it had like three like big
top 100
off of it. It was rock and roll wise.
I don't know if I put it in the top.
That's a happening tune, man.
We're talking like top 100 fucking rock and roll, I think, albums, I would say. I think it was a big hit.
Maybe.
But that's also my personal preference. I know he's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's, I also don't like Metallica.
I'm like, what's people
love Metallica. 99. I think
Metallica
sucks.
Believe it or not, I like Meat Loaf more than Metallica.
Me too. I think Metallica's ass. Hot take? I don't
Hot
care.
Take.
I'm
you
like,
know what?
It's
I'm
only
not
right.
We'll
start
fan.
At 99. No.
I like a few songs, but I'm not a big Metallica fan.
No, I think they're the most overhyped band of all time. Metal band, especially. Like, get out of here with that shit.
I actually... one thing that I really did like, and it was a fucking cover. It wasn't even this. Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the Jar, yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, exactly.
They killed it. They did a great job.
That's like every hockey team's warm-up
music. But besides that, and the, yeah, it got played the fuck out. But besides that, there's not much I'm crazy about.
Whiskey in the Jar. That was like a whole cover album they did. They did that and Turn the Page.
Best cover album ever, though, is the Weezer one, the Teal album. Banger. The whole cover album. Listen to that.
I'll have to give that a listen because I do like Weezer.
Wicked good. They do a version of No Scrubs.
This slept on, man. I haven't listened to Weezer in a long time now that you say it.
That's a banger.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever saw Weezer, Buddy Holly, Buddy Holly song. That was the first time I ever saw them. It was a music video on MTV when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I was like,
Kurt Loder.
Instantly became my fucking
jam.
Yeah,
he's like live from...
That's a good video.
They have
they're good.
No, but the CGI is horrible. It's like the Fonzie does like the dance. It's Pat Morishita from fucking Karate Kid.
Hey.
Yeah. He at one point he like owned it's what's his face? Fucking Mr. Miyagi. He owned the diner.
The dojo.
He owned the diner at Happy Days at one point. It was Arnold, but then he was like Arnold's friend who owned it.
Mr. Miyagi did?
Yeah, Pat Morishita. Everybody respects him.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not? He'll kick your ass.
Right?
No, he'll just hit the tops off of every Coke bottle.
Remember when he breaks the window? I think that's the second
one. No, he doesn't. The guy breaks the window with his hands because he moves out of the way.
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah, he's like, some like.
He goes,
yeah.
He squeezes his nose.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah. Does Mr. Miyagi ever fight?
Yeah. He fights.
He does, right?
He fights John Kreese and
he whoops their ass, doesn't he?
And Terry Silva in the dojo. No, but he just uses like their shit against them.
He defends himself.
Yeah, he fucking beats their ass. Yeah,
yeah, of course. He's been some fucking Miyagi.
The best.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah,
simple as that.
There's only one other old guy better than him, and that's the dude from Kickboxer with Van Damme. He drops like the coconuts on his chest.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, he's money.
I guess.
Pretty much like any sensei in a movie is money. Yoda, money.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of any that aren't.
No.
Raiden.
Big Trouble in Little China, though, is my jam.
That's a banger.
That is my jam.
That's a like fucking
one of my fucking favorites.
The old
Kurt Russell
Asian guy. Yeah. The old Asian guy though that like is like the bad guy's money. He was in Wayne's World 2.
He's always a bad guy, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's been in a lot of movies, actually. He was
something
even,
Lao. Like what's I'm his saying, name? Something Lao.
Kung Lao.
That's pretty fucking.
Kung
racist.
Lao.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, that was in Mortal Kombat.
No, it was
that was Mortal Kombat.
It was fuck. I had it on the tip of my tongue. The fuck was his name? Oh boy, the Google. Here we go.
Whiskey in a Jar.
Wang Chi.
Oh, that's the young dude. It was...
No, it's James Hong. David Lopan.
James
Hong.
Yeah. No, yeah, Lopan.
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 Yeah. See, I wasn't like that far off. I love it when it comes together.
Yeah.
Egg Shen's my dude, though. Lopan.
Egg Shen was in Three Ninjas.
He's also
he was the grandfather in Three Ninjas.
Yo, he's a legend.
He's also in Starsky and Hutch. Remember when they
Victor
go in
Wong.
And the fucking the kids throwing the ninja stars? He's the guy in there with them.
Oh man, Victor Wong's the man. I'm a big Kurt Russell fan though. I think he's a very slept on actor.
I mean, he's not slept. I like his son. His son's a fucking
who?
Dude, his son looks exactly like him and his wife mixed together.
Fucking wild.
Kurt?
No, it's Wyatt Russell.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll know him. He's in Mad Movies, Justin.
Yeah, Wyatt Earp.
It looks just like him. It looks just like him and Goldie Hawn.
Is that him?
No. It kind of is, though.
Wait, that's Wyatt Earp.
It kind of is.
Oh, I know who. I know him. I didn't realize
that's
who it was.
Yeah, that's his son. Yeah.
No shit, I did not realize.
And he played like semi-pro hockey. He's a fucking.
But you're right. Like he is
a
fucking mix of
American gem.
He's in isn't he in Black Mirror? He's in episode of Black Mirror, right?
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, he's also in 22 Jump Street.
He is?
Yeah, he's like the main. Yeah,
you tell by looking at him, he's definitely a mix of Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, overboard. He's totally overboard.
Look, here
he's
you
overboard.
Go.
Yeah.
Look, this is the picture we needed. There you go. Yep. Awesome. There it is.
Like, what a cool looking dude, though. No, he's like, yeah. Like, that's a cool looking guy. Well, he's like, I have a six shooter on me and a knife.
Yeah, Wyatt Earp.
Pretty cool. Fucking
my dad's
people
Kurt
themselves.
Russell.
Yeah, they named me Wyatt after Earp.
Like, he probably wouldn't even be good looking if his mom wasn't like dope.
Gang. I mean, fucking
Genghis Khan. The song.
Escape from L.A. and Escape from New York.
Yeah, Snake Plissken.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yep, those were fucking classics. I haven't watched them in years, so I
went and seen it at the movie theaters and then went to Max Bowlaway and played fucking bowling on the summer vacation.
Oh, that's going away soon.
Max that's a West Warwick really? Fucking
yeah,
staple.
Max. Yeah, well, it's about to be gone next month.
I'm saving it.
Chuck's man, Chuck's ball.
Right now, everybody go down to Max on this Saturday.
A big, big fundraiser.
Diggy's is in.
Diggy said they're going to provide the clam chowder and the clam cakes.
Yep, we're in.
Yeah, we're in.
We're saving
Chuck's
the bumpers.
Chuck's bowl away.
We're saving the bumpers. I believe everybody should be able to smoke inside their bowling alley. And that's why Max is going to stay. That's horrible. They're shutting down Max?
Yeah, Max Bowl's gone.
Remember, do you ever like go on like a day trip with your friends like in like the summer sun and like their parents told your parents like how much money you owed for the day? Is that like something you ever happened to you?
No.
Never, right?
Not that I can think of.
Never?
No, not really. Awesome.
That like fucking solidifies like a feeling in my whole entire
why, life. Why?
Because I had like a family that was like that.
Oh, but they were assholes?
No, I mean, they provided me with a lot of shit.
So that's
they
a yes?
They provided me with a lot of shit. They did, actually. I was over there like 24/7.
You were there too much.
But sometimes, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I was like Fez in fucking That 70s Show.
Yeah, well, that's why. That's a little different. I think that might be a little
different.
Like,
their father was like, you're a retard. Like, their father started like disciplining me. I was
yeah.
Like,
he beat you.
Like, when their dad slaps you, you're like, fuck, I'm in.
Yeah.
And the father's like, you ran up a $68 tab at Benny's?
Benny's.
There's that.
No, there's actually there's like beef over. There's beef over. To this day, there's a beef over. Like, there's a beef over like a porn charge on like the TV, and I'm like,
porn?
Dude, I didn't like. I swear.
What
to God,
was it? What was it?
Jesse,
tell me.
I swear to God, I was like, I didn't.
You did it. You lied. You're lying
no,
right
didn't.
Now.
Jesse, no,
you don't have to lie to me. I don't care.
No, that. So that's like the argument. My
I'm
whole
just
life.
Just watching
that,
some stuck porn.
Yeah.
No, that's my argument. But like, I have my phone. Like at that point, it probably wasn't phone though. But I was like. Dude, I swear to God, I didn't like
Spice Channel.
You want a porn? You know what's on the bill. Like, you know what's on the bill.
It was a Spice Channel. You probably didn't know then.
No, I didn't fucking like just click on it.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like one of those things somebody in the family fucking doesn't want to own up to it, but you fucking never know.
It was Chuck.
You don't know. It's one
no,
of those
no.
Things.
I would like say it, dude. I swear to God, dude. That's what's whack.
Hey, it's fine.
Dude, I was in the fucking Uber last week telling this guy he wasn't even Middle Eastern. He was Mexican. I was trying to tell you. You fucking racist
He
asshole.
Was Middle Eastern, dude.
Yeah, we were in the car. I was trying to tell you the whole time. That's that's the end of the episode.
Oh, that must have been why
Sorry,
he was an Afghan.
Yeah.
He was an Afghani refugee that was
no,
Mexican.
Jesse doesn't even know. The guy wasn't driving a caravan. He had a fucking Highlander. It wasn't, obviously, it was not.
I'll tell you exactly what he was driving. Actually, I'll tell you right fucking now. I'll pull up the Lyft app.
Would you look at that?
I'll tell
no,
you.
It's not. He's a federale.
He's an FBI dude.
He said he was driving Oscar Mayer Wiener truck.
Yo, you know what the funny part's going to be? Movie trailer fucking 4 years from now on the podcast. We're talking about how they made a movie about this fucking guy, their fucking driver, the Uber driver. And we're going to be fucking talking about
it. It's called the Uber driver.
No. He's an undercover FBI agent. Everything fucking unraveled.
It all vanished, didn't it, Jazz?
His name's
all vanished.
No, his name's Amin. He drives a Nissan Pathfinder.
Does it have...
Dude, I said a Highlander.
Yeah, he's fucking close.
Not the same.
That's the same fucking thing.
Look, you want to see this fucking guy, Donnie? Well, there's only a tiny picture of him, but that's him, that little tiny picture.
You want to see this fucking guy, Donnie? You want to look this guy in the eyes?
That's him. Does he look familiar?
No.
The way you were looking at it.
You want to look this guy in the eyes? You want to see this guy, Donnie?
How can I message this fucking guy? That ride ended up costing me
a
lot more
like
than should've.
Tell him, like, yo, you impacted my life in, like, a negative way, dude. Just to let you know. Well, it was
I gotta go to fucking counseling now. Thank
he picked
you.
Us. Like, he picked us up at 10:50. He didn't drop us off till 11:37. It was a 15-minute ride. And that's how long it took us because of the fucking getting pulled over actually, and all the other bullshit.
That's actually not that bad of like parameters. I thought it was going to be like was, 2 hours. I thought
he missed like the exit twice.
Minutes. It was like 45 minutes to swoop the nuts. It was, Donnie, wasn't it? It was only like 45 minutes. It wasn't that bad.
Dude, that was not.
He's like, the one. Fucking guy took us on a ride, like a yeah. very short ferry ride.
Dude, that guy was a dickhead.
He's like, it was like he was like a horse and buggy that took us on a historical historical route.
That's... Fuck that guy. I mean,
he took us for a ride. He's like, I was kidnapped. It was like you were going for 23 minutes.
That's
Chuck,
fucking
Chuck
wild.
Thought you thought you were getting kidnapped.
I did. I was like, Jesse, are we okay?
Are we okay? Grab me.
I'll just check in with Jesse. I was like, is my mom's here?
I told the guy he was dead if he took off.
She's like, I got no change, dude.
I wasn't giving him anything extra. Like, fuck that guy.
Like I said, I would have had him drop me off up the fucking street.
Yeah, we were on a federal highway though, and at this point, this guy, I thought he was gonna tell us like to get out. I was like,
I thought we were gonna go with the cops. I thought the cops would be like, get, like, he's hey, getting arrested.
Honestly, you know, that's where I thought the story was going, bro. I would have been the same thing.
I was hoping we were gonna go with the cops. The one time,
maybe I had to call my wife and explain like. Like, she'd think I was totally bullshitting. They're like, babe, I'm not in trouble. I'm not in trouble.
We're at the state police barracks right
he's
now.
He's like, come up. He's I'm like, very we got pasta drunk, salad.
But we're not in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm wicked fucked up.
He's like,
but
see,
we're
he gave
not
me this
in trouble.
He gave me his lunch to show you that I'm not in trouble. He gave me pasta salad.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest spot of all of it is that you guys were so fucked up and. You're just sitting there like, what the fuck is going to happen? How is this going to unfold? Like, when you were telling me the story, I thought you guys were riding back with the fucking police officers. Dude. You know, especially considering, like, the police officer asked the dude if he was fucking drunk, right?
Yes. He goes, what, are you drunk? Like, implying, I know these two idiots are drunk. Are you drunk?
I feel like Jesse was being serious, and the guy answered, I was like, ah, here we go.
Yes, but I work for the FBI.
Dude, that's what he said. He goes, oh, don't worry, guys.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the interpretation of, I don't think the guy was Middle Eastern.
He said, I'm an Afghani refugee. Where the fuck else would he be from?
I don't know. I know.
South Africa?
I know you think you heard that, but I
No, I know for a fact that's what he said. I know he said that.
I thought he was like,
he said it multiple
Latino.
Times. No,
he'd be surprised
he was not.
How some of these, like some people look from certain areas.
He was not Latino. He said he was Afghani.
Different.
Tell
you
us
could
more.
Be,
hey,
no. What
more,
I'm Donnie. Saying is,
tell us more how these people look.
No. What I'm saying in the Middle East is a lot of different accents. It's not one accent.
He sounded like he was fucking from Afghanistan. Don't listen to him.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Right. Is he saying he did like? So I'm just saying.
I was like, Sticky
East.
Fingers was driving out like,
trust me when I tell you, he was fucking from Afghanistan. 100%.
Yeah. He was like, even look at how diverse fucking Italy is, and that's one country.
All right.
Northern Italy, it's light hair and light eyes. Sicily.
He's like, you got fettuccine, you got fucking. He's
dark
like,
hair and dark eyes. Like, it's fucking dark features compared to, you know, like Northern Italians, like I'm saying. Light hair, light eyes.
He's like, you got a Bianco
fucking
pizza. You got
Southern
a fucking
Italians.
Regular pizza. He's like, all right. Italians are like the
up?
Last people we can be racist to when it's okay.
This was
Come
the guy.
God, stop it.
A little bit.
This is literally the guy. That's him right there. God. This is him. Look,
Come
this is him right here. Ready?
The people?
No.
Tell the truth, Dutsky. Save us the big bummer.
That's the truth.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
No shit, that was him. I'm telling
that's
you
what
that.
He like,
that's
huh?
like every guy I try to sell a liquor.
That's what he sounded like. That's what he looked like. Everything. He's like,
what is the problem with Michael Jackson?
This is literally the guy.
What is the problem with Michael Jackson?
Does he sound like he's Latino or does he sound Middle Eastern to you?
Well, now sure we have this is a movie from the 90s. We have evidence.
No, that was him. I should have fucking put my camera on.
I believe when we went in the limo, you said gracias right? to the guy.
I did not, dude.
I'm disappointed. Neither one of you motherfuckers thought to film these people.
He had the camera on. I wasn't thinking. Yeah. I'm like, we were for the one
I
time.
I had the camera on.
No, you didn't. The other guy did. Fucking, I mean, did.
I wasn't fucking in there. Like, I need a badge number.
Dude,
and I'm doing the white. And then, I was doing the white guy. I think I was like a badge number. And last name, please.
It's always the most crucial moment. I freeze up and forget to fucking take out my phone and record. And I'm like, I think back, like back.
You
and I. Oh, all the fucking time. I forget.
You're like,
oh,
I had the incident. The drunk, like,
dudes at, the drunk dudes at, on fucking coming from the parade, St. Patrick's Day parade, like 6 years ago, that crashed into the wall in front of my house. It was like fucking 12 o'clock and I heard the noise from my bathroom. I ran out onto my porch and I see three guys running down the street. One of them runs into somebody's bushes. Two guys run up a dead end. Police officers coming from all angles surround them. They get out, chase one of the two guys that ran up the hill. They box him in on a dead end. They get one of them. The other guy hops
Isn't
out of a
birch. Isn't this the movie The Town?
No. Like, listen, just let me finish quick. Jesus Christ. So one of the guys hopped into a police cruiser and tried taking off. The police officers surrounded him with guns drawn and shit. And I'm standing on my porch, like, half fucking, like, I'm like a beater. Like, just, like, watching, like, what the fuck is going on?
They're like, you two, fucking freeze! Yeah.
They're like, get out of the cruiser and get on the fucking ground! And I'm like, holy shit, this is getting real. You know, he ends up fucking getting out, getting on the ground. They put him in cuffs and shit. They get one of the guys from up the road. The guy's like, I didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
He's like, he goes, you're drunk. You stole a car and you crashed it into a wall. What do you mean you didn't do anything? They throw him in the back of the... And I'm sitting there like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be late for work. You know, and I was late for work, but I had a hell of a story when I got to work. I was like, I can't...
Oh, it was in the morning?
You won't believe. They're like, did you film it? I'm like, no.
It was in the morning?
Yes.
I thought that was at like night.
No,
I was like, oh,
no.
Night.
It was at like 12. It was at like 12 p.m.
He's like in my neighborhood.
Yeah, no, literally right up the road from Iannotti's. You know where I live, Jesse?
Yeah, yeah.
Big wall across the street. The dude crashed the car right into it, like fucking destroyed the wall. They had to rebuild it. Like, he was flying.
And we will rebuild.
We will rebuild.
And you bet your ass we're gonna rebuild.
But it's always moments like that. I just don't think to fucking take out the camera and film when it's fucking happening. So I can't be too mad about you guys not getting this fucking awesome series of events.
It's somewhere because he recorded and I told he's like, oh, don't worry, guys. I'm not gonna post this. I'm like, you better fucking
stop with the accent.
I'm doing it how it happened. People don't like it. That's not my fucking problem. Like.
I wasn't there. Like, hey, I couldn't tell you. It could be the best accent ever, or it could be very off.
Jazz,
I wasn't there. I couldn't tell you. You guys could, have. Jazz,
I think I'm pretty good at my impersonations. Jazz. I'm doing it right.
Jazz, yeah. Right. He writes you a letter and says, thoughts off. Hey, body.
he's like Mulder. He signs FBI X-Files Mulder.
I was going to say, sincerely, FBI, you know, right at the bottom.
Dude, he looked me dead in the eye and said, don't worry, I got this. I'm in the FBI. Dead serious, looking me in the eye. I said, no, you're fucking not. Just like that. No, you're not.
It wasn't Bob Lazar, it was Bob Lopez.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
I know he's not, but imagine if he really was in the fucking FBI. Oh, man.
He was not in the fucking FBI. Okay? Let me tell you something.
If
he was not.
He was like, no one knows. Yeah, he was like from fucking one of those like stars, like 50 Cent shows. He came, he's like, I am out of the FBI.
He said, I'm an Afghani refugee. Don't worry. I got. And then when he got like, oh, he's like, see, told you.
Man, they're like, oh, they trained me for everything except for these trips. Risky three-way stuff. He's like, I could fucking put a trach through your throat and fucking save your life. He's like, but this stuff, he's like, it's real tricky.
Like, what the fuck?
They got me.
Can't teach me how to drive, you know?
Yeah. He's like, am I supposed
driving's not for everybody.
Definitely not for him. Should we get him music now?
Yeah, I'm down for music. I'm fucking tired.
I gotta put this fucking bed set together. This should be fun. Actually, it looks basically together. I think I'm just going to put the frame together. Hopefully. Oh, my God. All right. Let's listen to Gimme the Money, Onyx. This is off the new album, Chuck. Blood on the X is the album.
Hey, yo, we fuck 'em up, boop, 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 boop. Then we buck 'em up, touch 'em up, kick, 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 kick. Then we stack 'em up, pick 'em up, Onyx in this bitch. Then we rip 'em up, zip 'em up, body back these niggas. Then we zip 'em up. Either back the fuck up or get clapped the fuck up. You get clapped the fuck up, my nigga shot the fuck up. You get tapped the fuck up, my nigga shot the fuck up. You get slapped the fuck up, you better back
money, give me the money. Hey, yo, we masking up, enough to cook the COVID. Cause the ratchets up, we acting up to get the money to the baggage up. To wrap them up, ship them in the mail, pick the package up, hack them up. 100 mad niggas coming, vacuum up. So shut the fuck up, or you can cut the fuck up. My niggas are run the fuck up and leave you gun the fuck up. Cause if you cut the fuck up, nigga, you get strung the fuck up. I'm so down, hung the fuck up. You
sounds
get
like
drummed honest up, nigga. Give me the money, 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 give me the money. We want your money. We want your money. We want your money.
I like when you don't listen to the songs and do them. I like feel bad that I didn't.
Give me the money.
All right, so I'll put on an RA song since we went and seen the two of them and we missed Onyx completely. this is.
I feel like I heard that song from like the Uber.
No, we listened to Tupac.
Give me the money.
This is Renaissance 2.0. This is R.A., Hellraiser, Tragedy, Gaddafi, and Timbo
Yo, you
King.
Hit. 1-2, turn me up. I've been a threat since Benetton, Gazelles, and Bally's, the icon and graffiti in the Brooklyn alley. Touch hearts of the pharaohs in the Egypt Valley. My engineer can't see me cause the booth is cloudy. Still rowdy even though we in BMs and Audis. Looking like black Saudis and black Denalis. I'm a terrorist attack when I get on the track. If I'm riding shotgun, I need one in my lap. I adapt to any habitat. A BK desert rat. It's war that we sending back bodies and gats. Put up the white flag, homie, it get worse than Iraq. We know the CIA game was the framers with crack. So each bar's more dope, heroin in my pen. Got a Marvin back, robbing, head nodding again. Who you shit on to get on top, could make it pop in the end. Who's a flop and what's hot, got you locked in the gym. Tell Jacob I spit jewels, I could drop him a gem. And if he looking for a diamond, I could hook him with Tim. I'm hip-hop before Sugar Hill signed the deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. It was real when Kool Herc worked the wheels of steel. Now we bring the game back into the New York film. I'm hip-hop before Sugar Hill signed the deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. I'm hip-hop since EPMD, you got some chill. I'm hip-hop since Beastie Boys License to Ill.
I'm Christopher Wallace with street knowledge, apostle of the project. Sneaker box to G-Pack stuffed in a G's closet. I'm tenement building cement streets. I'm British Walkers. I'm scuff marks on your brand new Elise. 5% nation of God bodies greeting with peace. I'm born like Kane, my lyrics are form of solid rock. Spitting hotter than 86 on drug infested blocks. Last photo of Pac before his beamer got shot. I'm the Queens, one man supreme team. Triple beam dream, microphone cream fiend. Top 5 dead or alive, I'm so amazing. 2-5 coaster, no shit. Heart of this culture, the game ain't over. I'm the truth's true, war reporter, legal life stick you. Against all laws, not the ordinary shit you used to. I'm see murder before the life sentence. Predicate felons, homicide chasing niggas hopping over
bitches. I'm hip hop before Sugar Hill signed the deal. Before Studio 54 popping pills. It was real when Kool Herc worked the wheels of steel. Now we bring the game back into the New York film. I'm hip hop.
So, yes, I guess it just the rest your fest. I'm Tribe Quest, I'm ODYS. Tretch, Morty Jazz, Jeff Slick Rick. I'm Doug Fresh, I'm deaf, I'm cannabis. Before he met Wyclef, original, I don't bite. I don't need nobody to ghost write. Gucci rap, strike the mic. I recite the type of hype that you like. I'm Sweetback, I'm Uptown Saturday Night. I'm Black Caesar, I'm Rudy Ray Moore Dolomite. I'm an assassin rapping, I'm Grand Prison Theodore when he invented scratching. I'm Wu-Tang right, killer, the epitome of public enemy. Gambling, hustling like smoothing trigger. Be bitter, be bomb, stickity, diggity, dies. Literally, I'm pun in the middle with little Wiggly. Didn't do diddly, didn't he listen to me? I'm all good, I'm hood, I'm Ice Cube before he turns soft.
How the fuck was Onyx gonna come on after him?
Grave diggers. I'm ODB, I'm headquarters, I'm Ted Demi, I'm Paul C. If I ain't better than Big, I'm the closest. I'm Richard Pryor before multiple sclerosis. I'm beef, I'm gold teeth, peace. Antronics, that's a sonic, symbolic, Bambada, so sonic. I'm traded chronic, melodic, with logic, Islamic. A poverty, profit, economy, robbery, cock it. I probably drop it. It gotta be honest, the opposite, the novelty, rocket. I heard me hand cock it. I'm Onyx, go with your gun. I'm funky 4+1.
I'm Onyx, go with your gun, you hear him? And then they toured years later, imagine.
Thanks for coming out to the CJ podcast.
So this is the Jelly Roll song that he won all the awards. Son of a Sinner. I don't know this song. Because it's country. Yeah. Well, we're listening to it.
Mama let me at home.
I never get lonely. I got these.
Sounds like every other country song I heard.
I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long haired son of a sinner.
Oh,
searching
shit.
Searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs.
You ever wonder why?
Cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle.
Hello.
I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. These back roads got me. These pills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say, I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever...
It sounds like every other country song I've heard.
That was a banger.
I mean, I'm not in the country. I guess if I ever was to be, I might be able to listen to that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
All right, so I'll do a throwback song. This is Raekwon, Still Struggling, off of I know the Boombox. Remember this one?
Fucked up, pockets broke as hell, another rock to sell. People look at you like you's the user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about your stress-filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangeray, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping over 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G, I had to get P-A-D. That's why my moms hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, Knicks went for 20 down south. Packed up my tools for my raw power move. Glock 19 for casket and flower moves. For Trump's trying to stop my flow. And what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for some consignment, he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newports cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York. Catch me if you can, like the gingerbread man. You better have your gat in hand, cause man,
a man with the dream, with plans to make green. Still struggling, survival got me bugging.
Toes of a soldier in the streets.
There's a lot of shit going away. I got
fast, the story shouldn't be so rough.
The rough life, I just be up nights. It got
still struggling.
Champagne wishes
may help you maintain
in the everyday struggle.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shallon Land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way off fire escapes. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on ball court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G. Yo, brothers, respect mine.
All right, here we go. How about this one, Chuck? This one's yours. And there's a video, so we could put it on the Jumbotron. The Machine Gun Kelly Renegade Freestyle.
This is Jack Harlow. Pretty hot right on it.
All right, we're live in the homie's backyard, and today it's just me and the Cypher. Yeah. Can you turn me up?
Oh, shit. Turn me up my headphones.
Yo. Hey, yo. Sit back and watch me do this. Correct all the stupids who tried to put me in the box I had to solve like Rubik's. With no blueprints, just music. Nothing they say about me on computers compares to a dad who was abusive. I go to war with these stars, no George Lucas. Make a call and here's Johnny. Keep me shining like I'm Stanley Kubrick. That line went over your head like the Airbender's tattoo is. Next line that goes into my nose might make me overdo it. I spent so much of my personal savings on Colombian pure cocaine. I should speak Spanish like I'm Cali Uchis. So fucking sick I could piss mucus. I'm the shit when I sit, stand, talk, walk, rap, sing, my mouth sewage. Holy shit, someone chew this. The truth is my closest tried to cross me like Judas, but can't cross me like I'm Jewish. That crosshair's a little shaky, they missed me by 2 inch. I'm cross-legged in my sanctuary like a Buddhist. I'm cross-eyed from this weed I'm smoking that's colored bluish. This gun is my son, I'm the father of Draco like Lucius. Ugh, make sure there's no confusions. I'm a great white, I can eat these barracudas. See who I am? You're stupid, it's nice to meet you. I just put this hole in the ground for you like a soccer cliche. I see why they call you Jackman. You Jackman's whole swag, give Drake his flow back, man. I eat rappers like Pac-Man. Must I regurgitate and show you who's in my stomach? From the last dance, I battle rap, no Instagrams or yelling at the cam. Damn, y'all may be the villain when all along I've been Batman. I off-road in this Can-Am, desert sand on this shirt from Barney's, and I'm stoned like Bam Bam. Eyes red like Cardi, I'm a curse like Goddamn. I'm a nightmare like Freddy in your dreams like the Sandman. Don't go to sleep, you won't wake up from that. Fetal position in front of me at my feet like a welcome mat. I hold these grudges, I don't welcome back. Fuck subliminal nudges, I throw these punches and I rap. I love you, look at all you little Dylan Brooks. I don't give a fuck if I'm older, I'm colder. You poked the bear in the woods. Came back like LeBron and dropped 40 on you like I should. The only thing I ever wished is that y'all fucking would.
Okay, okay.
Pretty good.
I can fuck with that. How about the Doja freestyle from 2 weeks ago? Did you listen to that one?
Yeah, it was on there too.
It wasn't as good.
It was good though.
Okay. MGK, I can fuck with it.
Sounds good. Listens good. We had a good pod today.
Yeah, new room. Well, warming back up. It's like a whole new, it's the rebrand.
It's a new level.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing a hook to the other computer. I got the 4K camera and we could do like a live feed while we're recording.
Bung.
I think that'd be dope, right? Maybe
the next
episode. I
don't know if I'm ready for 4K.
Yeah, you are. You look all right in 4K. You'll be okay.
Well, let's get into the last one, man. Thanks for coming out and listening to the CJ podcast. I'm Chuck.
I'm done.
I was just trying to make some money to feed
and
my dog.
I'm Jesse. Jesse. And this is, I sent this one to you. Think I Am, Master Ace and MF Doom. Kind of fire. It was a, I don't remember who did it.
Yeah. 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 Look, fam, you could be the man. Got young chicks moving mad grands on Peter Pan. I'm not blind, I can see the scam. You talk tough, but y'all a bunch of girls like a cheetah band. I'm a leader and you a follower. Your goal hollow and your hoe was a swallower. She put it down like a report. But a box smell like South Street Seaport. What a odor, black, fat. When I got her in the sack, Jack boy, I couldn't hold her back. Cause the bottom is thick like a hippopotamus, tramp stamp on the lower back. See, I know the facts, the whole fill me in. My best friend is a twin named Lillian. I'm going really in, I'm really going in. Foul, I bust on that tile that you throwing in. Throwing in, throwing in, throwing in.
a chance to flow with him. Just last summer, me and my man's did a show with him. In Montreux, hit the stage, I'm like, go get him. Even had the soulless folks rocking with no rhythm. Marco Polo was on the wheels and on point. They did cheap ass nigga, I'm like, that's the joint. Some old school heads remembered who was who. Brooklyn was in the house, even the newbies knew. Before the master left the stage, who doing the do? Blew off the roof with a tribute to Guru. First time I met the brother, felt like I knew him forever. Too clever, album dedicated to his mother. I thought of mine at the same time and growing up. I know they proud of their baby boys, we blowing up. Only got one, won't ever forget her. Make sure you let her know you love her when you with her. Kiss her, kiss her, kiss her, kiss her.